Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 3rd of August, and I'm recording at 9:20 p.m. here in London. That's British summertime here in London. Okay, and the summer rolls on, but so do the markets. And yes, you guessed it, they are very choppy in here today. So let's have a quick look. First, I'll have a run-through for those who are in a hurry. And Asia-Pacific, well, mixed, but China really sluggish here. China's down on the Shenzhen Composite Index. That's the A-share. That's the Shanghai Composite I'm after. Down 1.1%. But all those China indices are weak in here. Taiwan also got clipped 1.63%, and South Korea. So they were all weak. India up a little bit, a quarter of a point here overall. Malaysia did best, up 1.22%. Thailand up a little bit. So it's a mixed picture, and in the Asia Pacific region, and looking at the European indices, mostly gains. The exception here is the UK index, probably because of the miners, which were hit quite sharply. But some reasonable gains in here, including the German DAX index up 1.19%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 up just under 1% overall. Well, will they hold those gains tomorrow? Possibly. They're recovering from an oversold position, and they're getting plenty of quantitative easing, which is certainly bullish overall. But Wall Street had a rough day, although it recovered well in the last hour of trading. The Dow was down nearly 200 points, coming up to 8 o'clock U.S. My time, actually. And the S&P was down 12 or 13 points, but they rolled that back with the Dow closing down 0.5%, nearly 92 points. The S&P down a little over 0.25% at 5.80. Down 5.80, and the NASDAQ down 0.25%. That's taking that index down 12.90. Okay, and elsewhere there's, well, I'll be talking about Apple in the second section of this audio. But moving on here, government bond indices much lower in here today. So nervous stock markets. And some weak growth in there overall, and that is persuading them to retreat to bonds once again. 2.148 on the U.S. 10-year. Also, the VIX picked up a little bit to 12.75. And looking at other factors, yeah, the big story here, commodities weak. That continuous commodity index dropping down to, extending its current decline here. It's getting back close to those 2008 or 2009 lows. And crude oil. Here we've got the Brent. That's down $2.60 to 49.61. And the WTI is down $1.76, and that's down to 45.36 a dollar. So really weak there. And gasoline coming, of course all those contracts are coming off. Precious metals clipped in here, and palladium 597 and a little bit of change. It's down over $13. Silver fell $26.50, $14.48. Platinum Weak in here, 963. That's down $22. They've been ranging for over a week here, but it looks like they're going to be breaking down again fairly soon. Gold, 1085.9. That's down $9 here right now. And most of the agricultural commodities are weaker as well. So it's hard to find a commodity that's actually up on the day in here today. There must be some, but I haven't looked at all 40 of them. But everything I see is weaker. Okay, let's get back now and have the more detailed audio coverage here. I'll go back to those Asia Pacific stock markets here. Japan is mixed in here today, quiet, but Japan has that terrific tailwind of the quantitative easing. That's going to go on and on and on. And there are things we know about quantitative easing and things that we don't know about quantitative easing. What we don't know about it is how it actually affects growth over the longer term. But what we do know about it is that it's very good for stock markets overall, and it takes something rather exceptional to drag stock markets down, or they're unable to sustain shocks, sell-offs due to shocks for all that long. So again, that's a favorite of mine. Now, China, though, Xi Jinping, we know how much power he actually has, the most since Deng Xiaoping, but as I said before, without some of the subtlety, it appears. Now, what'll be interesting to see is that if some sort of corporate official had been responsible for the share management policy, the stock market management policy that we've seen from Deng Xiaoping, you can bet that there would be some shareholders saying he has to go. This is too inept here overall. Now, will some people on that communist hierarchy have the courage to come out and say, question his power, or to try to weaken his power? That's unusual in China, but we will see. More importantly for investors here, I'll maintain a point that I made in at least last Friday's audio. It's going to take a longer time here for the market to recover its nerves. I mean, there's nothing to cause investors to go rushing back in aggressively. Some tentative buying, perhaps, but we know that there's a lot of money in there that would probably be very happy to be able to escape at somewhat higher levels. So, and a lot of uncertainty given all the changes and policies made on the hoof. So that's going to take a little longer here. How much longer, I don't know, but it could easily be a matter of weeks and even months. India is steady overall. It's benefiting from China's problems. There's sort of an ebb and flow there. And when China was racing higher, India was in full-on correction phase, but India is picking up here again, as I've mentioned, and I think it remains a good story. I don't see anything explosive to the upside here in the near term. It does not have the quantitative easing, but it's going to have probably the best GDP growth in the world. And it's also got some of the very best management in the world. I'm talking really at the highest level here, and that's Narendra Modi. But he's got a good team behind him, so I like India very much overall. And that's the best of that Asia Pacific lot, in my opinion. Now, let's see. I should have noticed. And I see New Zealand was a little higher there as well. Now let me pick up on these European markets. I think those gains that they saw today which are quite sharp, not least for Germany. I think they'll get pegged back a little bit tomorrow, at least on the opening, particularly unless the Asia Pacific region does very well, and you've got to be an optimist to expect that in this seasonal period of which is a challenge and lots of volatility. But I don't think the rally is over here. I think it would take an extremely sharp sell-off. That's not impossible that we could see that on Wall Street, for instance. But if Wall Street doesn't do that, if Wall Street just holds reasonably steady, I think the European markets will rally a little bit further. Nothing too dramatic overall. But again, there's that big quantitative easing tailwind, very powerful, 60 billion euros a month in here, and Greece is no longer front page story, although it will come back to worry the market later on. Wall Street, dangerous in here overall. One thing I didn't like today, Apple fell fairly sharply here, broke down below that 120 level. I forget exactly where it closed, but it must have been about one somewhere in the 116 to 118 region. But that's I've often described Apple as an iconic share. So investors will look at the market and they'll say, as long as Apple's steady, well, anything's still possible here for the bulls. But if Apple can't go up, not such a good sign. So psychologically, I think it's a blow. Now, is it a big problem for Apple? Well, it's a little technical deterioration, and it's another good reason for maybe buyers to hold off a little longer in here. But no, I think Apple on its current valuations is a very attractive play overall. But the market is choppy, and it's going to remain choppy, I think, right through to at least the end of October. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a choppy overall environment in stock markets that lasts 2 or 3 years while we go through this interest rate normalization process, assuming we do go through an interest rate normalization process at all. And but weak sales out of the U.S. today, and that may persuade the Fed to hold off a little longer. We will see. Okay, and these commodities, a little bit worrying here about quite why they're just so very weak. But you've got, I think, a combination of a number of factors here. We know that production became easier because of technological innovation. We also know that there are substitution challenges. We also know about the China weakness here overall. And I think that we've also certainly got some bearish trading going on in this market. But you know, this activity is looking somewhat climactic, but not enough to make me feel that I should go rushing in. I know some people are picking some of these commodities up, but do it very, very incrementally, cautiously, if you do that, because they could easily go lower here in the short term before we get the next decent technical rally. And anything else? Currencies, that dollar index is a little firmer in here, 97.489 as I speak. The Fed won't like that either. It's stronger than they would like to see it. Okay, on that note, all the very best to all of you.